You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get straight to the insights that, well, really matter. Today, we're plunging into something fascinating and I think often overlooked: corporate spinoffs and brand divestitures. Now, these aren't just, you know, dry boardroom things or quick financial headlines. They're unique challenges, sure, but also huge opportunities, especially if you're leading a retail organization. Our mission today is really to go beyond those usual market reactions, the leadership shakeups you read about. We want to unpack what's often missed, that really profound internal reset, the whole brand reintroduction that kicks off the moment a company spins off. It's a big deal.
It really is. And the material we've looked at for Degay gives this almost behind the scenes view. It shows how a spinoff isn't just some corporate transaction. It's this critical, high-stakes moment, a chance to redefine not just what the brand is, but fundamentally how it shows up, you know, to employees, to customers, and for you retail executives listening, really getting how to seize this specific moment. That can be the difference. The difference between just surviving the split and actually thriving, building something really new and resonant.
Okay, let's unpack that. Our source material talks about this moment of clarity. So imagine your teams, right? They've been under this big corporate umbrella for years, aligning with broader strategies, maybe using messaging that's kind of stretched thin across different brands. The culture might feel a bit inherited, maybe even rigid, but then boom, the spinoff happens. And suddenly the questions inside that new independent company get laser focused. Questions like, okay, who are we now, really, as this specific retail brand? What do we actually want to stand for? And maybe most importantly for you as leaders, what do our teams, store floor, back office, everyone, what do they need to feel genuinely engaged, aligned with where we're heading now?
Right. It's a fundamental shift.
From something general to something really specific and purpose-driven.
And what's really key here is why that internal shift is just so critical. Because, like you said, a spinoff isn't just about operations or finance. It's deeply, profoundly cultural. The insights we looked at really hammer this home. When culture is thoughtfully defined, intentionally built, and clearly communicated, It becomes this powerful, almost unbeatable competitive advantage.
Especially in retail, I imagine.
Exactly. Where customer interactions are so constant, so personal, this renewed culture becomes the foundation for everything else. It shapes decisions, interactions, the whole customer experience, really from the inside out.
Okay, so if culture is that foundational, it brings us to something I found really powerful in our sources. It's about the first audience for this reinvention. You might instinctively think, okay, customers first, But why is it that the people representing the brand, daily store associates, field leaders, managers, customer service reps, why are they the absolute first group that needs to get it, believe it, champion it, even before the big external marketing push?
Yeah, that's absolutely crucial. It's because they are the brand experience for your customers. They're the living, breathing embodiment of it.
Makes sense.
Think about it. If a customer walks into a store, calls support, and the employee seems, I don't know, disconnected, unsure, still using the old company lingo.
You feel that immediately as a customer.
You do. It erodes trust right away, before any fancy ad campaign even gets seen. If your own teams don't really get it, don't believe in the new direction, no external campaign, no matter how clever, is going to stick. It won't feel authentic.
So that internal messaging has to be spot on.
Absolutely. Clear, consistent, motivating. Teams need to understand what's changing, what's not, and crucially, what their active part is in this new chapter. Fragmented communication, vague stuff. That just breeds uncertainty, maybe even cynicism. But when it's purposeful, authentic, aligned, it can really energize the whole organization. You can almost feel it. And this period, right after the spinoff, it's also this critical moment to revisit your core values, your brand's tone of voice. The material asks this great question. Are you still, maybe accidentally, using language from the parent company playbook?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. This is your chance to shed that old skin. You got to look closely at aligning not just the words you use internally, memos, training, meetings, but also the visual identity. You know, internal comms, look and feel, maybe uniforms, break room posters even. Aligning all that with the new direction helps teams feel grounded and, importantly, proud.
Proud, yeah.
Proud to be part of something distinct, something that's theirs. It builds that sense of ownership. Like, this is our brand now.
That internal pride, that alignment. That's such a strong point. And it connects perfectly to the next idea from our sources. Customer experience is a mirror. Basically, when your teams have that clarity, that confidence, that pride you just mentioned, it just naturally flows outward to customers, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It's almost a direct reflection. A spinoff gives you this prime moment, maybe even an urgent one, to sharpen your customer value proposition and deliver it with, you know, renewed clarity. Make it really distinctive.
So what does that look like, the signals customers pick up on?
Well, think about retail specifically. Mm. How does the store look and feel? Inviting, modern, or cluttered?
Mm.
How do associates talk about the brand? Are they knowledgeable, enthusiastic, or just transactional? How smooth are the connections between online and physical? Like, click and collect, does it actually work seamlessly?
All those little things add up.
They're huge signals, often subconscious. And when your internal teams are clear and confident, that authenticity extends naturally to the customer. But, and this is a big but highlighted in the material, authenticity really requires alignment. If your external message shouts about innovation and speed, right, frictionless experience, but internally, things are still slow, bureaucratic maybe.
Yeah.
Employees don't feel empowered to fix things for customers quickly. The source says the disconnect shows. Customers sense it. Team members feel it. And trust erodes.
Wow. That's powerful.
It really is, especially for retail. Reinventing the brand post-spinoff means creating this unified experience, truly from the inside out.
Mm.
It's not just a nice logo or a catchy slogan. It has to be lived by everyone, from the CEO down to the newest part-timer on the floor.
Okay, this is where it gets really pressing, I think, for leaders. Our sources talk about the finite window a spinoff creates. Curiosity is high, momentum is building. Teams are actually more receptive to change then. Customers might be willing to give you a fresh look. Why is this window so critical? And I guess, what happens if you miss it?
The urgency is real because it's this period of heightened receptivity. Like, a spotlight is on you, but only for a short time. Internally, your teams are looking for direction. There's anticipation, maybe some anxiety. They need a new identity to rally around, a sense of purpose.
So you need to provide that quickly.
Exactly. If you fill that void quickly, authentically, with a strong story, they'll grab onto it. If you don't, rumors, cynicism, maybe just clinging to the old parent company identity, can fill that space. And for customers, the market's watching. News creates buzz. They might check you out again with fresh eyes. It's your chance to redefine things.
And the risk, if you don't seize that moment.
Well, you don't just lose an opportunity. You actively create confusion. A perception gap. People fill that gap with their own assumptions, often based on the past or just nothing clear. Then you're fighting uphill later against maybe wrong ideas.
Much harder to change minds later.
Much harder than setting a clear picture from the start. Imagine promising sustainability but taking months to update stores or train staff. Curiosity turns to skepticism fast.
Right. And this finite window, it comes with a big warning in our material, doesn't it? It's so tempting, especially in retail, to just focus on the external stuff first. You know, the shiny new website, updated packaging, the press release, the ads.
The visible stuff, yeah.
But the deep dive says something almost counterintuitive. The true brand transformation happens in everyday behaviors and decisions. Why is investing internally just as, if not more, critical than those external updates?
Because the external stuff, however necessary, is just the promise. The internal alignment, that's what makes sure you can actually deliver on that promise.
Yeah.
Consistently. Day after day, across thousands of touch points.
Especially in retail with so many interactions.
Exactly. Every single interaction counts.
Yeah.
An associate greeting someone, how products are displayed, how fast checkout is. That's all brand moments. If your people aren't living the new brand, if their actions, their choices don't reflect the new values, then all the slick packaging in the world doesn't matter.
It could even backfire.
It absolutely can. Creates that cynical gap between what's promised and what's real. You know, if the brand is all about effortless convenience, but internal processes are a nightmare, causing long lines. Customers feel the internal reality, not the external promise. The insight is clear. True transformation isn't redecorating, it's rewiring. How people solve problems, interact, embody the purpose. That needs real investment in training, culture, empowering the front lines.
Okay, so what does this mean for leadership then? The sources are clear. Leaders need to treat this whole thing as a campaign, not just an announcement. This isn't just a memo, it's ongoing.
Yeah.
What does that campaign look like for retail leaders? Developing the story, equipping teams?
It's definitely a campaign, yeah. A marathon, like you said, not a sprint. First, leaders have to craft that compelling narrative, not just a mission statement, but a story. One that respects the past, that's important for long-term folks, but clearly defines the present and really inspires the future.
Yeah.
Simple, memorable, repeatable, something everyone can internalize.
Just telling the story isn't enough, right?
Right. You have to actively equip people with the tools to share it authentically. In retail, maybe that's interactive mobile toolkits for store managers, not just a PDF. Maybe internal campaigns that make learning the new brand fun, like quizzes or team challenges. Brand ambassador programs where associates can champion it, share their own stories.
Giving them talking points, but also letting them make it their own.
Exactly. And fostering that confidence. Plus, leaders need to recognize people publicly. Celebrate those who embody the new brand. And this is critical. Create space for teams, especially frontline retail teams, to give input. Ask questions, voice concerns, help shape the journey.
So it's collaborative.
Totally.
Yeah.
Not top down. Uh-huh. Think regular town halls with store staff led by executives,
yeah,
where feedback is actually acted on. That builds massive buy-in.
Which really brings us to the heart of it, doesn't it? The sources emphasize that reinvention is a team sport. Success isn't just about the financial strategy or market position. It boils down to the people, the individuals making the brand real, every interaction, every day.
Precisely. Reinvention doesn't just happen in the C-suite. It happens on the sales floor when someone goes the extra mile in a way that shows the new brand values. It happens in training rooms, in daily chats between managers and staff, in the stockroom. Every single employee contributes.
And retail is so human-centric.
More than almost any other sector, it lives through its people. So if they aren't aligned, excited, empowered, the new brand just won't fully come to life. So the ultimate takeaway, the big one from our material is this. The brands that truly succeed through spinoffs treat internal alignment and culture as strategic priorities from day one, not afterthoughts.
Not just nice to haves.
No way. They don't just rename, they re-energize the whole organization. They don't just repackage, they reconnect with their purpose, their people, and through that, their customers. And by doing that, they build something that isn't just strategically smart, but feels truly authentically theirs, with a unique spirit that really sets them apart.
That's a fantastic deep dive. So much more going on beneath the surface with these spinoffs. The core insight seems really clear. They're this unique catalyst for deep brand reintroduction, and it absolutely has to start from within. It's strategic.
Yeah. And maybe a final thought for you retail executives listening.
Yeah.
Think beyond just if your organization might go through something like this. Think about how you can proactively build that internal clarity, that cultural alignment now, so you're ready to seize any moment of change, whether it's a spinoff, an acquisition, a market shift. How can you use that flux to forge an even stronger, more distinct identity, turning challenges into opportunities for your teams and customers to build something uniquely yours?
That's a powerful thought to leave everyone with. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope these insights help you navigate your own retail landscape with some fresh perspective.